AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Milton was significant, but it was not the worst case scenario.
The storm did bring much destruction and damage. Tornadoes ravaged parts of the east coast of the state. Flooding occurred on the west and east coast, and strong winds lashed the state, especially in Pinellas, Hillsborough, Manatee, and Sarasota counties.
At least four people have died. Power's out to more than 3 million customers. There were high water rescues. Police in Tampa got kids out of a house after a tree fell on it.
It's okay, Bubba. It's okay. It's okay. You're okay.
That's it?
That's it. Let's go.
We got three.
Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center says water levels may rise for days.
We do expect that Milton's going to continue moving eastward away from the state. The winds are still blowing to tropical storm force and even some hurricane force gusts along parts of the east coast of Florida.
The worst storm surge appeared to be in Sarasota County, south of Tampa, 8 to 10 feet lower than in the worst place during Hurricane Helene. South Korean poet and novelist Han Kang won the Nobel Prize in Literature. The Nobel Committee says Kang's work confronts historical traumas and exposes the fragility of human life. Kang spoke here about her work in 2016.
Writing novels is a way of questioning for me, and I just try to complete my questions through the process of my writing.
Kang's work explores the pain of being human and the scars of Korea's turbulent history. Palestinians say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering the displaced in Gaza killed at least 27 people. The Labor Department says inflation dropped last month to the lowest point since it first began surging more than 3 years ago. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sattel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging lower on Wall Street, pulling indexes slightly below their record highs. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow fell 54 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.2%. Treasury yields wobbled in the bond market after a pair of disappointing reports on the economy. One report showed that inflation failed to improve as much as expected last month. Another showed that more workers filed for unemployment benefits last week. Crude oil prices rose, regaining some of their losses from early in the week. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Social Security Administration says millions of people on Social Security will get a 2.5% cost of living increase to their monthly checks beginning in January. The cost of living adjustment, COLA, for retirees translates to an average increase of more than $50 a month. Even before the announcement was made, retirees voiced concerns this increase would not be enough to counter rising costs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.